You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new project doing novel work in Aotearoa aims to document experiences of the LGBTQ+ Pacifica community in healthcare settings. I spoke to a research assistant on the project, Alyssa Vernapuller, about all the work. I started by asking Alyssa to give us an overview of the project.
Yeah, essentially the Manalangi Project is a Health Research Council funded research project, and it's kind of one of the first times ever that Pacifica Rainbow Plus communities or MBPFAF Plus communities have been centred within research, or at least health and wellbeing research. So at the moment we have our survey out, which closes on the 31st of August, and it's kind of wanting to hear from people within our communities, but also our allies and family members of our communities, just trying to see what their experience of the healthcare system is, but also those kind of general experiences, like how do you experience wellbeing every day? How does your church community, how does your friends, your family, how do they impact on your wellbeing? And kind of looking at what's going well for our communities and also the things that we need to change or recommend in order to help our communities thrive.
And you touched on it there, but who is involved in terms of researchers and stakeholders? Is the University of Auckland providing the bulk of the funding, or is the council the primary source?
So it's the Health Research Council of New Zealand. They are fully funding our project, but our project is hosted at the University of Auckland, and our community partners are also the Whenua Pasifika Aotearoa Trust, which is a community trust that used to be under whānau order but is no longer. And they service the Auckland community, looking at families, how to holistically help families who have queer Pasifika family members. But we are spearheaded by the amazing Seta Afili, Dr. Patrick Thompson, who's our principal investigator. But we also have co-investigators like Felicia Brown-Acton, who is a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit, Associate Professor Dr. Jermaine Matiatiasis, who is the Pacific Co-Vice Chancellor at the university. We also have Dr. Sam Manuela and Dr. Lara Greaves, who are like our quantitative side, who help us with our survey and our numbers people, which Patrick, Felicia and I are not. So they help us with that kind of stuff.
Incredible. Some really cool names there. Could you speak to maybe the motivations behind the project?
Yeah, so when we were doing our community consultations in 2021, Patrick would always recite this story about how he lived in Korea for about like 10 years, I think like a decade or something. And when he came back to New Zealand, he was talking with Felicia and was like, has anything been done around Pacifica queer communities and our wellbeing and that kind of thing? And Felicia was like, no, there's nothing. It's just people in the community who have the heart and the energy to do this kind of work. There's no like actual data. So Patrick was like, we need to change that, and applied for this funding and managed to create the Manalangi Project, which it's almost it's taken on a life of its own. Like, it's now being turned into a TV series, and there'll be a Te Papa exhibition and hopefully a book and all these kinds of things. So what stemmed out of a need for representation within like our wellbeing sector has also turned into representation within media and within our museum space and things like that. So that's really exciting. This series is being funded by New Zealand On Air, and I believe next month or maybe like later this month. So it's coming really, really soon.
Well, I see that your website has a list of journal articles. What is that compilation of work? Is it the work of the researchers involved, or is it work that relates to the project?
So on our website, we have our Manalangi repository that was created right at the start of the project. So that was one of our first research outputs. And there is stuff in there by the research team or stuff that we've published in academic journals and the like. But it's like a central point for a lot of that that literature that centres on Pacific Rainbow Plus, MBPFAF Plus communities. So there's like a range of videos, newspaper articles, those kinds of things that centre on our communities. And it's just a way to have that central point of kind of knowledge, because it's really difficult to find things on queer Pacifica identity. So creating this repository was a way to be like, we exist. Here is a whole bunch of resources that show this. But also I think the diversity of stuff that exists within the repository is really important. There's that kind of academic-based stuff, but then there's also videos and audio and all kinds of things about the queer speaker experience that I think provide like a really good background to the work of the project.
And to go back to the work of the project directly, do you mind breaking down each phase of the project and maybe telling listeners what phase you're in right now?
Yeah, of course. So our first phase was our community consultations, and that started in April 2021. And we essentially went all across New Zealand, big towns, small towns, and kind of talked to our communities, being like, what would you like to see out of the Manawangi project? Is there anything within our survey that you want included? And that was really exciting because we got to go to towns like Tokoroa or Whangarei, and we got to just like visit people who often haven't been serviced by research in the past or haven't really had their voice heard. So like going to Tokoroa was amazing because we got to visit so many cool high school students who had so many amazing ideas, but also hear from their whānau and hear from what our small towns are missing. And then we left Auckland to last with our community consultation phase, and Auckland basically just backed up everything that the rest of the country had said, but there was so much beautiful nuance that came out of those smaller towns, that came out of visiting places like Dunedin and Christchurch that typically aren't often heard within research in the way that Auckland is. So our community consultation phase wrapped up in May, and then February this year until August 31st, we are in the second phase of the project, which is our survey. Our survey is on manawangi.org and is essentially a 20 to 30 minute survey that members of our Pasifika Rainbow Plus communities can take, and also our allies and whānau, just kind of detailing their wellbeing experiences, what it means to inhibit this kind of identity. And then slowly but surely next year we'll be moving into our individual Talanoa phase, talking with members of our community. We hope to recruit like 60 people for that phase, getting some of that more like nuanced data. There's only so much that a survey can tell us, but by having these individual Talanoa, we can add a bit more nuance, a bit more of a well-rounded picture to our survey data, which is exciting. But yeah, at the moment, we're just wrapping up our survey and it's going really well. We're really excited to start analysing the data.
You've spoken about the project taking on a life of its own, so to speak. So this might be a hard question to answer because it's already produced such incredible but kind of unexpected outcomes. But if you could just comment maybe broadly, where do you see the findings being implemented? Was it originally intended to be implemented in government agencies or shared colloquially between people in the community? Just essentially, what do you think will come out of this?
Yeah, I think, well, one of the exciting things that's already happened is community connection. So for Pasifika people, we love community. We are very, like, communal people. And within our community consultations, it was exciting to see so many different members of our community come together and create new connections, create new networks. And we've kind of already seen it happen down in Christchurch, where they've created their own community group, Moana Va, which is looking to aid and create community for Pasifika Rainbow Plus peoples in Christchurch. So it's exciting to see those kinds of things pop up, whether that was naturally or as a result of the Manawangi project. I think it's just exciting to know that slowly but surely our Pasifika Rainbow Plus peoples are finding a voice, are finding these spaces, having their moment and being able to create connection. But I also think, as a part of the Manalangi project, we also have our Manalangi ambassadors. And a few of our ambassadors are people like Dr. Elizabeth Kirikiri, who's a Green MP, and she's already expressed like the importance of having this kind of data so that it can be used in policy, so that it can be used to inform these changes, particularly with the health system being quite changing slowly or being put under, like with the health system, you know, going through all these changes at the moment. The Manawangi project can come through and help to inform how we can make the health system work better for our Pasifika Rainbow Plus communities and their families. So I think that's exciting, knowing that there's already politicians who are ready to vouch for us, who are ready to use our data to inform their work. So So yeah, the way I see it, I love the fact that our communities are coming together, whether that's as a result of the Manalangi project or not. That is really exciting. But also to know that there are people who are already within these positions with these policymakers, politicians who are excited about the work of the project. That also excites me as well.
To wrap up, where and how, you've kind of touched on it, but where and how can listeners get involved and what kind of demographics are you after?
You can get involved with the Manalangi Project, of course, on our social media. You can follow us on Instagram at the Manalangi Project, Twitter at Manalangi Project, all those kinds of things. But we really, really are in that last push to get people to take our Manalangi survey. So it's open until the 31st of August. You can take the survey at manalangi.org. And we're essentially looking for Pasifika Rainbow Plus people, individuals from our communities to share their experiences. It only takes about 20 to 30 minutes, and anything that people wish to share is incredibly valuable. But we also have a separate survey for our friends and allies that can also be accessed on manalangi.org. And we want to hear about the experiences from our friends and allies as well. To be able to create that picture through our survey of the picture of well-being for our Pasifika Rainbow Plus communities is really important to us. So if you do identify as a member of the community or a friend or an ally, please take the survey. It closes on the 31st of August, so there's only like 2 more weeks to go.
That was me speaking to research assistant from the Manalangi Project, Alyssa Vernapola, about their incredible mahi, hearing from the LGBTQ plus Pasifika community's experiences in healthcare. And if you'd like to contribute, as Alyssa was saying, their survey closes at the end of the month, and I'll include their website in the podcast bio. So check out the podcast later on the 95BFM website if you missed any of the info.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.